This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people.
HarperCollins presents How to Build a Car by Adrian Newey, read by Richard Trinder.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Prologue. Clouds were gathering that day. Rain was forecast. Feeling scrutinised, I lowered myself creakily into the cockpit of the FW15, painfully aware that, at 35, after 10 years in the business and with 2 Constructors' Championships under my belt, I was about to take my first proper spin in a Formula One car. In fact, my first real drive on a racetrack, period. It was 1993, and I was chief designer at Williams. Frank Williams, owner of the team, had been talked into letting a journalist take one of our cars for a spin, what you might call a promotional drive. With that idea gaining traction, co-founder and technical director Patrick Head thought that the senior engineers, him, me and Bernard Dudo, who was in charge of Renault engine development, should also have a go. And so, here I was, sitting in the car at the Paul Ricard circuit in the south of France, absorbing from a driver's angle all the things I'd paid so little attention to as an engineer. The procedure for the ignition sequence. The wine and